On this week's episode of the Colts Corner Podcast, the boys will discuss school sports, the NFL offseason, the NBA returning from All-Star break, a little bit of hockey, and our topic of the week. This week's episode of the Colts Corner Podcast, I'm Constantine Lambertus alongside Matthew Pastier and Christian Selmayr, who does not have wrestling practice this week. NFL offseason is underway. What are we thinking?
I'm thinking that
Eric Fisher.
Yeah, that's definitely a big move. A lot of big moves in this NFL offseason. We're just jumping straight into it here. First, probably the biggest move is Dak Prescott signing an unprecedented
big deal,
$160 million, I believe, for 4 years of his services to the Dallas Cowboys. We got a clip of Dak Prescott right here after Jerry Jones announced the deal. Here he is.
Right now, from support, from the faith that has just been instilled in me by an amazing organization, from the support that Mr. Jones talked about that so many people came in on my behalf and spoke of, eagerness, excitement, anxiousness to give this organization and the Jones family everything that they invested in. And that's a Super Bowl, and that's to go win. And anybody that knows me, anybody that knows the way I approach life, is to control the things that I control, manifest my beliefs, have faith in that, and go out there and wait for the results to happen. And this deal was no different. As Mr. Jones says, this is the right fit. I grew up a Dallas Cowboy fan. Never in a million years did I imagine not being a Cowboy once I put on this uniform and put on this star. So through it all, through the 2 years, I guess you can say, or more, there was never a slight doubt in my mind that I wouldn't wear the star for the rest of my life. And as Charlotte told me a couple of days ago, is that when you sign that line, you're a Cowboy forever and you can't get out. And I'm excited for that. I'm excited to be here and to never leave. And I'm excited for what this organization, what this team, what the fans are going to get. And I'm excited just to go do it and just to know that this is my home. I'm not leaving. I'm a Cowboy, and this is only the beginning. Is just so much excitement for everybody that is involved.
So Dak Prescott talking excitedly about the prospect of him being a Cowboy for the rest of his career. Matt, you're a fan of an NFC East team. Christian, you're a fan of an NFC East team.
One stereotypic Dallas Cowboys logo. That's not a logo. That's a rating. You'll get it.
I mean, I guess you could say it's a comically large contract. I mean, I'm not saying I do think Dak Prescott is a pretty talented quarterback.
Top five.
That's your hot take of the podcast, bold. Matt.
I don't think that's a hot take.
Really? Well, we're going to get back on track, but Christian.
Okay, arguably top five because there's a lot of good. I feel like there's a lot of good quarterbacks where, like, you know, a lot of them could be in top five and they're, like, even.
Yeah. But then it's not a top five. So,
well, yeah.
I mean, I think Dak Prescott's a good quarterback. I mean, it's a big investment from Dallas, and they want to win now. They have pieces. They have Ezekiel Elliott, obviously, and very talented running backs. So they have a very talented offense there.
No O-line.
They used to have a good O-line, but they no longer have a good O-line. But, I mean, they still have some pieces, but I think that investing in Dak Prescott was a good move. I just don't know if all that money is really going to, like, help them pay off the way they think it will.
It's Super Bowl or bust because, I mean, they're paying Amari Cooper, Jalen Smith, and Zeke, and now Dak Prescott big money.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you there. Dak Prescott, he's a great quarterback, definitely Pro Bowl caliber. He had an amazing season before he got hurt.
I mean, Mitch Trubisky was Pro Bowl caliber at one point.
He was Pro Bowl caliber for one season. But Dak Prescott, definitely a good quarterback, but $40 million a year. There are only a couple quarterbacks that I would play that I would pay around that figure, and that's Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, and Patrick Mahomes. There are no other quarterbacks.
And Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers I'd go slightly under at
that's
around
true, he's getting
30, old. 35, because he's getting up there in age. You have no idea how sharp his decline could be.
I
obviously,
mean, a
four-year,
right, $40 million a year.
That's absolutely ridiculous. Like,
what about Josh Allen?
Josh Allen, no, not right
unproven.
Now. I think you wait one more year. But people have been saying that for a while. I don't want to use the word unproven. But
there's a difference between top five quarterback this year and top five quarterback.
I think you got to give him one more year. If Josh Allen performs the way he did this year, he's getting that $40 million contract.
Maybe closer to $37
million. Something in that ballpark.
39.
But honestly, like,
39. 40, not 40.
Like I was saying, Dak Prescott, solid quarterback, not worth that. And I feel like the Chiefs right now are proving that if you pay one guy a lot of money, it's going to have to come at the expense of a lot of other positions, as we saw today with both tackles, Mitchell Schwartz and Eric Fisher
all
being
pro
released.
Tackles.
All pro tackles. Mitchell Schwartz probably one of the best in the tackles game. In the league. Obviously.
Who's going to guard? They saw this.
Two of
the
hardest
Super Bowl.
Tackling yeah. tacklers in the league.
Some would say the right and the left tackle.
But they're
okay,
definitely.
We don't want to get political, man.
They're amazing. Political. They're amazing. Two of the best offensive linemen in the league. And they saw what it was like for Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, and he didn't have his tackles. Now, granted, the Buccaneers are a very good defense, but the offensive line is the foundation. You need a good offensive line. You could have an amazing quarterback. Russell Wilson is an amazing quarterback, but without an offensive line, they haven't made it back to the Super Bowl since that loss to the Patriots
1943.
In Super Bowl 49. Exactly, that long ago. So there's definitely something to be said about paying a quarterback a lot of money, and the Chiefs probably should have. This is my hot take. I would sooner get rid of Tyreek Hill than get rid of Mitchell Schwartz and Fisher and Eric Fisher.
Wow.
Honestly, I have to agree with Constantine. That was a good point.
I mean, I might have to agree with you because they still have plenty of other offensive weapons.
And I mean,
that they can throw
you. Think about it. You probably re-sign the tackles and get a guy like Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, Curtis Samuel, very underrated player.
Who could be a number one receiver with a guy like Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce to take pressure off him? I mean, and you have the good old line. I mean, that's a solid team.
But
solid team.
I'm get like, look, I'm biased. Matt probably biased here too. I don't like Tyreek Hill. Matt doesn't like Tyreek Hill either. But honestly, Tyreek Hill is a very, very good quarterback, but I feel like Patrick Mahomes takes him to that next level. Without
Wait, did
Patrick,
you say Tyreek Hill is a very good quarterback?
Excuse me. Tyreek Hill is a very good wide receiver. Patrick
Yo,
Mahomes,
he doesn't play quarterback.
Patrick Mahomes is a very good quarterback, and he takes Tyreek Hill
to
that
next
level.
Some would say the level above the last.
Exactly. And there's definitely something, like I said, there's something to be said about paying quarterback a lot of money. Personally, I'm not a fan of the Dak deal. Over time, I've become less fond of the Mahomes deal. But what do you think that the top five quarterbacks or these top five paid quarterbacks in the NFL, Mahomes, Prescott, Watson?
Jared Goff, I think, is top five.
Is
paid.
He?
He might be.
No, all right. Well, Jared Goff.
You mean Detroit Lions quarterback Jared Goff?
Detroit Lions quarterback Jared Goff, potentially Detroit
I'm going
Lions
to check my statistics
Jared Goff.
Real quick.
But where do you think is the dollar figure that these guys should be paid at right now?
I mean, we've been fighting for 15 for years, but don't want to get too political. Yeah. No, but...
No, I made a mistake. Jared Goff is number... Now with Dak Prescott, he is number six, I believe.
Oh, poor guy.
He was number five a day ago.
That's crazy.
No, he's tied with Aaron Rodgers. He's making the same as Aaron Rodgers.
So, NFL MVP Aaron Rodgers is making the same amount of money as division rival Jared Goff, who now currently plays for the Detroit Lions. That's it. Wait, how much is Aaron Rodgers making right now?
$33.5 million.
Jeez, that's a lot of... Why did Jared Goff get
Goff
paid
took
that
him
much
to,
money?
Took him to a Super Bowl being above average and
$33.5 million. Yeah. Quarterbacks, because I was thinking about this today. When you're going to win a Super Bowl, you're going to win a Super Bowl with a quarterback who is on his rookie contract. And I think that it's...
Whoa!
I do not believe Disagree. Eli Manning was on his rookie contract in the 2012 season, but I don't know.
Well, I don't think he was getting paid $40 million a year, whatever top quarterbacks are getting paid
right
think now.
I'd like to talk about, shout out to my boy Tom Brady, add to the list there.
I also don't believe
he takes
he
pay
on a
cuts.
Contract. Yeah, he does.
If you can believe it.
He takes pay cuts, so then that's why he wins the Super Bowl.
Such a philanthropist.
He also doesn't eat tomatoes.
He
also gets
tomato.
Like
really?
500.
No, they're,
500
they're part
ad
of the
deals.
Nightshade family of vegetables. Which
I did.
Is
wow.
Apparently
I did
inflammatory.
Not know that.
Constantine clearly is an unhealthy young sailor.
Yeah.
Well,
probably ate a tomato.
Probably is like, oh, guys, this is my favorite fruit. Shut up, Constantine. No one cares.
I'm not on the TB12.
You know tomatoes are a fruit, guys?
Are you a fruit or vegetable, Constantine? Just
hot
shut
take
up.
Tomatoes are a vegetable. I will never
think that's
I think the FDA classifies them nutritionally as a vegetable.
But the FDA also classifies me nutritionally as a fruit, so. And I consider myself to be a vegetable.
But yeah, but Tom Brady, such a philanthropist, such a great guy. Hear nothing but good things about him. But moving forward to another great guy, Marcus May was just franchise tagged by the New York Jets. As a Jets fan, I like this deal. $10.5 million a year is definitely expensive, but may prove that he could lead a defense, that he's an elite caliber safety, a lot better than some guy. I'm not going to say his name, but it rhymes with Shamal Schmadams. And I think,
who do you think he's talking about?
Probably just, Jane Addams. I learned about her in April.
Oh, also, you'll me and never Christian know. Starring in VeggieTales.
You'll never know. But Marcus May, I love the guy. I think he's a great safety, and I think that he's a great player overall, so congratulations to him.
And for another New York franchise tag, Leonard Williams.
Leonardo Day Williams.
So Leonard Williams traded from the Jets to the New York Giants.
New York Football Giants.
And this year, he really showed himself how talented he is. He's been a really talented player.
He was like, you better lose yourself.
He was just getting so many sacks during the whole season, and was one of my favorite players and one of the most exciting players in the Giants to watch. Really happy to have him there, and I'm really happy the Giants were able to get him.
And Leonard Williams definitely developed into an elite caliber player with the New York Giants, playing some great football. And now NFL free agency, obviously, coming up. A lot of great franchise tags. Allen Robinson got tagged by the Chicago Bears, and Chris Godwin tagged by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which means that Shaquille Barrett likely not being signed. He was one of the big pieces of their defense. Matt, you're a Tom Brady fanboy. Do you think that this was the right move? Tagging Godwin and leaving Barrett to free agency for the Buccaneers potentially repeat.
I mean, I feel like they could have got rid of Godwin.
We don't like wide receivers on this show,
look,
folks.
I love the kid. I love the guy. I love him. I think he's a real god.
But if we were to make a tier list of all the wide receivers in the NFL,
Mike Evans is above him. I assume they have Antonio Brown, who, I mean, if he comes back, I mean, he could still be a top talent in the league. They have Cameron Brate, O.J. Howard, one of Christian's favorite players of
big
all
fan,
time.
Big fan.
And you mean you have Rojo? That's code for Ronald Jones. You know, you have Playoff Lenny. That's Leonard Fortnite. So, I mean, you have all these guys, and Chris Godwin, not that important.
They don't need any more.
But he's important.
Yeah, people seem to forget that Antonio Brown was a top five wide receiver in the NFL before he retired.
Before he got into a physical altercation with a mailman.
Yeah.
Oh, my. We don't want to talk about that.
But before that, he was play a top five bite receiver in the league. And we've got, I feel like edge rusher is probably next to cornerback, the most important position on defense. And if you don't have a good edge rusher, you can't get that pressure on the quarterback. You can't make him uncomfortable.
You literally cannot win a football game.
You cannot win a football
game. It is literally impossible.
It is literally impossible to win a football game.
You try playing with nine men on defense. If you're assuming you are running a standard two edge rushers, then you cannot win a football game with nine men on defense compared to 11 men on offense. It's a numbers mismatch. Mathematically speaking, no. Not a fan.
Honestly, yeah, I agree. Agree to disagree.
I like the Shaquille Barrett. If I'm a Jets fan, which I am, I'm thinking Shaquille Barrett to the New York Jets. And
you're more like Shaquille.
Maybe Aaron Jones to the New York Jets. But speaking of Aaron Jones, he's a great player. He's potentially on the move. How much is Aaron Jones getting paid this offseason? People are constantly talking about running back.
I don't know. I feel like this
over a million.
Yeah. Definitely over a million.
That's a lot of money.
I just don't think he's going to get one of like those uber big super mega contracts that a lot of people are saying he's going to get.
Yeah, because
like, I think
Uber's not for NFL.
I think people are going to be surprised. I think it's going to be less than a lot of people are saying.
I'm saying probably in the realm of $10 million is fair.
Well, I mean, when you have a guy like Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams taking pressure off you.
I don't think that's
great
the main
O-line
reason why he's good. They actually have a very good O-line. I'm surprised that why didn't the Packers make the
AJ
Super Bowl?
AJ Dillon, I think, will fit his role.
Wait, the Packers have an O-line? I thought it was just...
No, they don't.
Adams would block on running plays, and Aaron Jones would block on receiving plays.
Yeah, no, unfortunately.
I didn't know they had an O-line.
Sometimes Aaron Jones would also block on run plays.
But then...
Two Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones blocks on his own run plays.
Yeah, he has
and
to.
And moving forward, the NBA All-Star game just concluded. We had a pretty solid week of All-Star weekend action, or weekend of All-Star weekend action. The skills competition was won by Domantas Sabonis, who is, in fact, our underrated and
very underrated
player of the week. Look, I get he made the All-Star game. I get he made the All-Star game. But I feel like people don't give him enough credit.
Everyone says he's underrated. That's my problem.
Everybody says he's underrated, but we need a Domantas Sabonis.
That makes a good point. I think he does have a bit of Damian Lillard syndrome. A few years ago, literally everyone said Damian Lillard was underrated. Now he's considered one of the best point guards in the league. No one says he's underrated anymore. But for so long, literally everyone said he was underrated.
And it's like me saying Kevin Durant. So
and like underrated. There was like a point where it was like just he's not underrated anymore. We have to accept that everyone agrees he's good.
No, I feel like look, I want to give him his due because
but I agree
in
with you.
2000.
I think he's an
underrated player. Oh yeah.
When
oh,
was Paul George traded? 2017, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, Paul George was traded from the Indiana Pacers to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Victor Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis. And Domantas Sabonis has lived up, has surpassed every expectation that anyone had for him. And Paul George is no longer on the Thunder. So I have to give Domantas Sabonis
you do the math.
His due for that. So 20 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists per game, just to give you some of his stats. Leading the Pacers to a potential East playoff spot.
Caris LeVert, new addition to the team.
He cooked the Knicks on the first night of NBA action of the regular season, which was not fun for me. But
more like
good
the
out there.
Bads.
He was playing very good. I love the kid, and we're gonna see how the rest of the season plays out. Hopefully, he can go grab a playoff spot.
One
for the Pacers.
Interesting thing I want to highlight: a snub, not an all-star snub, a rising star snub. Emmanuel quickly.
That
he
is
was,
a rising star.
He
snub.
Was ranked the NBA. .com rookie rankings, I believe he's ranked number 2, wasn't a rising star. What is up
well,
with that? How
I don't
do you
get
do
it.
That?
Emmanuel quickly.
How do you rank a rookie
Emmanuel
number 2?
Quickly can score from anywhere on the court.
Yeah, and I guess you could say he's really quickly with
he
it.
He is.
Thank
good
you,
one, Matt.
Constant.
Good one, Matt. But Emmanuel quickly, one of my favorite players to watch on the Knicks, should be the starting point guard, but
Obi Toppin.
Don't. And Obi Toppin, I want to discuss another Knicks rookie who was snubbed. Obi Toppin robbed
two
of a
snubs.
Dunk contest victory.
Two
snubs.
Snubs for
they
the
really
Knicks.
They're hating
imagine
on us.
Imagine watching
come
the
on.
Dunk contest. God.
But they're hating on us. Obi Toppin did from one step inside the free throw line, mind you, a in between the legs tomahawk from one step inside the free throw line and did not win.
Can we just go back? I just want to point out 2016 dunk contest.
Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine.
What a show that was. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not remember, that dunk contest was absolutely electric. That had me on the edge of my seat the whole time.
That was
they
something.
Brought out stuff the
they
Magic
need,
Dragon.
Honestly, dunk contest, like I don't want to see these no names.
Honestly, there, I agree with that. You're right. I want to see the big
okay,
star.
Okay, I'm fair with you,
but
look,
I don't
want to
see
the thing
guy
is,
on the
when was the last time an all-star was in the dunk contest?
Michael Jordan, if he was in the NBA, he'd be in the dunk contest. Where's LeBron? Yeah,
but when was the last time an all-player
no,
because
they don't want to risk injury, which honestly I feel like is, look,
yeah, but
I'm
going to cool
be this
show.
Guy. That is the worst excuse I've ever seen in my entire life. Look, I'm not going out there every night and putting my body out there every night and doing everything. I want
to
spend time with my family.
They have to jump through hurdles to get to this position just to get hurt?
Yeah, exactly. And they're just not – and I'm not going out there. But come on. You could give the fans a show. People want to see Zion versus Ja Morant. People want to see – look, I get why Aaron Gordon isn't participating in it, and I stand with Aaron Gordon on this one. But everybody wants to see Zion Williamson and Ja Morant duke it out in the dunk contest. And why not? Why do we
duke it out? Sorry.
How did Anfernee Simmons and Cassius Stanley get into the dunk contest? Not Obi Toppin because he's a star. But what happened?
Wait,
this was
Obi
the
Toppin
worst dunk contest I've ever seen in my entire life.
We say that we've been saying that every year since 2016. Notice that.
I mean, last year wasn't
year,
bad.
No,
been,
the Aaron Gordon, Derek Jones one last year was actually
but
fairly
I
good.
I feel like
contest.
The past couple seasons,
more like Derek,
I've been hearing that they've been the worst one. Besides
it keeps
be
getting
last.
Worse because I feel like we've seen
this was
everything.
The worst one. I think
they're
like,
more and more reluctant.
We've seen
to
everything
the stars.
That yeah, less stars are going in, and
I need Kyrie in the dunk contest. There, said it.
I think we need KD in the dunk contest.
No, we don't want to risk.
Honestly, the thing about KD, he's such a well-rounded player that. I'd like to see him in the skills challenge, the three-point contest, and the dunk contest, and he has a chance to win all of
so,
them.
So,
all
right, something I've seen, I saw a couple of years ago that I forgot about until now. Donovan Mitchell could win the skills competition, three-point contest, and dunk contest.
Skills competition is very underrated, I gotta say.
I'm not a fan of it. I feel like it's a relay race. It's whatever.
Spencer Dinwiddie, former winner.
I like
Kristaps Porzingis. Oh, wait.
I love you, Kristaps Porzingis. Please come back. But anyway.
Breaking, Kristaps traded to the Nets for Shamit.
Kristaps Porzingis could be on the move. Another guy who is on the move, Blake Griffin, actually going to
former
the Brooklyn Nets.
Detroit Piston, Lob City reunited.
Here,
DeAndre Jordan.
Here is Blake Griffin on that topic.
This is true.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons. First of all, in my conversations with them, you know, leading up to this. You know, I feel like they obviously expressed interest. Interest was mutual. I felt like they had a need, you know, for another big, another guy to facilitate, sort of fill these gaps that they have. I mean, anytime you have these type of players, you got to have guys around them to relieve that pressure. You know, and for me, it's about playing meaningful basketball, playing in the playoffs, and contending for a championship. So, you know, those were my main reasons.
And secondly,
whoever made that soundbite forgot the cutoff part.
Yeah, I know, Matt. But anyway, Matt, you are a Nets fan.
Blake Griffin, I'm very excited. I mean, he doesn't even have to be the best player on the team. He just has to be a solid role player. And obviously, things are going to open up when you have Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden, who looks like he could win MVP if he continues to play at this insane level. I mean, what a guy. And I mean, Blake Griffin just has to be better than Landry Shamet and Timothée Luwawu-Cabarrot. It's not even much he has to do. And obviously, we know he could be better than that. He can even be better than, like, a guy like Jeff Green. I mean, Jeff Green's the GOAT, but he could be better than him. I mean, at a five, he's going to be at the five. I'd rather him at a small four. But, you know, this will work, too.
Matt, does this character have a voice at all? Does he have a name, this character?
Joseph Harris.
Joseph.
Your Nets voice, is it like a separate personality?
Yes.
I think he just gets very excited talking That's about true. The Nets.
And Man, honestly, I can't blame him.
Like, honestly, yeah, you
Take
can't blame
back
him.
Take
like,
the Knicks Joakim Noah days.
Let's not.
The super team days, you mean.
I remember this was a weird era in Knicks history where we thought we were a super team comparable to the Warriors because we had Carmelo Anthony, Kristaps Porzingis, Derrick Rose, and Joakim Noah.
I thought we were going to make the playoffs.
Me too.
I thought we'd be like a fifth seed.
I thought
like
we would be up there too. We are a definite. We were definitely very good. It was really
on paper,
unfortunate
we were
that.
Okay.
But we do have Derrick Rose back, who I like very
More
much.
Like D Rose.
I fancy his game a lot.
I do. I you know, I've been a big Derrick Rose supporter, especially that very moving, I believe, 50-point game he had last season. I was a big fan.
Was that two seasons?
I believe that was two seasons ago. With the Timberwolves. Yeah, it was with the Timberwolves. So
crazy.
It had to be two seasons ago.
Time flies. Of Madden song, Rico Nasty.
And moving forward.
Is Space Jam considered an NBA topic?
Yes.
You know what? Let's do
Don
it. Space
Cheadle.
Jam is an NBA topic. We're
Don
not
Cheadle.
Moving forward. Let's talk about Space Jam, Christian. Come on.
All right. So let's look at the pros. Don Cheadle. Overall, the animation quality looks very good. I got to say, I like the way Bugs Bunny was looking. He was looking very sharp, very
the
crisp
animation
details.
It looks great, but... Stop trying to be like Michael Jordan. Space Jam's Michael Jordan's thing, LeBron.
LeBron, I gotta say, I know I'm in the minority that I don't hate LeBron's guts.
I like LeBron. Hate his fans.
I mean, yeah, I like LeBron. I'm excited to see him in the
Some
movie.
Some of his fans.
I'm also excited to see his fake son.
His son is not playing his son. Bronny has lost his Space Jam privileges per Adam Schefter.
There was also
Noah Schnapp is playing Bronny.
But Bronny... Why? Okay, this has been bothering me. Why isn't Bronny James playing Bronny James?
Because maybe he's not a good actor.
But, like, does that matter? Who's going to see the acting? It's not like Space Jam's going to win
Michael
the Academy
Jordan.
Award. And the best picture goes to Space Jam. LeBron's going to come up and give a big
the
acceptance.
Space Jam.
No, we're not going to see that. I want to see a movie about LeBron James and the Looney Tunes beating aliens in a basketball game. I don't need to see...
Don Cheadle now.
I'm very upset.
Is he playing
LeBron's
son? Contrary
to popular
belief. Don Cheadle's playing the bad guy.
Is he playing LeBron's son?
One can only dream.
Don Cheadle's playing the bad guy?
One can only dream.
I want to root for him. But anyway.
But there was a little bit of controversy regarding the design of one of the characters. Lola Bunny, fans did not like the redesign.
Why is that?
I'm not particularly sure, honestly. But apparently fans were not happy with the redesign of Lola Bunny. So going to see how that plays out. Personally, I don't feel like it's too big of a deal for me. You know, I think that the movie is still going to be solid, and I'm excited to see LeBron play some basketball with some fake animated bunnies.
Klay Thompson, also, I believe, is going
Klay
to be
Thompson.
In it.
Klay Thompson, I'm very excited
Bird gonna
for
be
Klay
in it,
Thompson's
I believe, also.
Klay Thompson.
Is Sue Bird going to be in it?
Yeah, Sue Bird's going to be in it. Damian Lillard, I believe, the underrated Damian Lillard is going to be in
Dame's
it.
Dame's pretty good. They should, like him.
They should, make him not underrated.
They should make
a Space Jam movie with Damian Lillard. Why not?
Yeah, but then call it, like,
All right, Space Jam 3 with Domantas Sabonis.
Let's do it. Let's make it happen. But, again, now, moving forward.
Moving forward.
New York Rangers lost to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Panarin
4-2. Panarin is coming back after a brief absence. He was definitely experiencing a tough time. speaking out against Russian president or Prime Minister Vladimir Putin.
President.
We don't really...
The president, the prime minister, because Russia has both a president and a prime minister.
I believe he's the prime minister, but I'm unsure. But he was speaking out against Vladimir Putin, and I believe he felt unsafe. He felt his family was unsafe, so he was likely taking some time to recuperate
and
from
Putin
that.
Putin is
number
the
one
of Russia.
Number one in the Metropolitan Division.
Number
the
President's
New York
Trophy doesn't
Islanders.
Mean championship.
Well, you're just salty because that one season,
it's not,
like,
look,
5 seasons ago, you won the President's Trophy, then choked in the playoffs.
Well, that's just statistics. The best team isn't always the team that wins the Stanley
and we're
Cup.
Not even in the President's Trophy. We're not the freaking Lightning are like they always are.
Yeah. Joe Biden's a Tampa Bay fan.
So, Islanders, I believe in the power rankings, they've risen up quite high. Forget what, Matt, where are they in the power rankings again? I believe Robert Stone at lunchtime was talking about it.
They bolted into the top five. I believe they are they're number five
in
goals
the
scored, I believe.
But it's interesting to see how that plays out, obviously. I'm a big Islander fan, so I'm excited to see that. And I think we want to reserve some time for
our very special.
We're
topic
actually talking
of the week.
About a topic, not just debating about candy.
Yeah, so this week's topic of the week centering around the highly anticipated Snyder Cut.
Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Matt, take it away.
Very, very excited. Very excited. March 18th.
So a week from today.
In 2017, Zack Snyder had to leave the filming of Justice League because they wanted to rush it out to November so they could get their checks for the Christmas bonus stuff. You know how the studios are. So they kind of pushed Snyder out. He left the project because of the tragic passing of his daughter, Autumn Snyder. And so they added Joss Whedon, who messed up the whole movie, rewrote it all, made it like stupid.
He cut out 2 hours of the movie. Snyder's original version was around 3.5 to 4 hours, and the theatrical version of Joss Whedon's Justice League was only 2 hours.
Yeah, absolutely preposterous.
Only
cutting
using
out
about
so 20 much story
minutes
with
of footage from Zack.
And reshooting basically all of the movie and changing a lot of the dialogue to be a lot sillier and less
adding
serious.
Classic brunch scenes.
My man. Yeah, but anyway, not a big fan of Justice League. I don't think anyone was. And Zack Snyder has descended upon Earth to hopefully make sure that everybody can see. I think
His version.
I hear that Zack Snyder is going to give everyone a free copy of Zack Snyder's Justice League so they
That's
can enjoy.
That's not a thing.
Without just the terribleness of the financial world, I think we just need to let go and embrace Zack Snyder as our deity. Wouldn't you have
Constantine
to agree?
Constantine seems to be starting some form of new organized religion on the podcast.
Look, I've embraced the Snyder Cut,
but
and I think
movie.
You should too. I'm going to go door to door.
A week from today on HBO Max, if you guys have it also, if you guys have it, are HBO customers, I think Optimum customers might also have access to HBO Max.
Make sure you have access
to HBO
watch
Max.
Watch the movie, you can watch it in parts.
I recommend
continuation
watching both Man of Steel and the Ultimate Edition of Batman vs. Superman, both of which are on HBO Max. If you only want to watch one, I'd recommend Batman vs. Superman because I think it sets up the film very well, but you don't necessarily have to watch Man of Steel, although I would recommend it's a very good movie.
Very good. I would say better movie than Batman vs. Superman.
Really?
But I like Batman vs. Superman more. That's my take.
We will see. We will definitely see. And that will have to do it for today's podcast.
Wait.
Yes.
Quick bonus topic of the week since we're on top of this stuff. And we got like a minute podcast time. Best Batman. Ben Affleck. He embodies the role of Batman. He's
like, I gotta say, like, best, like, Batman in the suit punching people in the face, Ben Affleck. I don't really like
Ben
Christian
Affleck
Bale.
Does look realistic, really punching people in the face in the bat suit.
This is true.
I just can't get behind Christian Bale's bat voice and the ears.
Where is she?
The ears on his helmet are very pointed.
Where's
for some reason.
Rachel?
Look, the Batman costume and the way that the actor looks in the bat suit is so tied to the character's identity, and that's why some people like Ben Affleck work, and some people like Christian Bale don't. But anyway,
I love Christian Bale.
I love the kid.
Just don't think he's.
But anyway, that brings
us to Val Kilmer, Keaton, and Clooney.
That brings us to the end of today's podcast. First off, we would like to thank Dr. Catapano, the administration, the class 2016 for their generous donations to this podcast. That of Mr. Rusciuti and Mr. Doxy, and viewers like you. Have a good day, everybody. See ya.
Wash your hands, bye, Doug.